The refugee crisis continues to dominate headlines. Europe is considering tougher border restrictions. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll talk to a ministry about what effect this could have. Plus, did you know that the Gospels rescued kids from hyenas? Well, we'll get to that story in just a moment. But first, since the attacks in Paris, many European countries are considering restricting their borders, potentially worsening the refugee crisis. For Greece, a main entry point for refugees, this could be devastating. Here's Tasos Ioannidis with AMG International.
The likely scenario if border restrictions do happen is that a significant number of refugees will end up being in Greece for a significant amount of time. Instead of being a few days, they could be there for months and possibly years.
AMG ministers to refugees passing through Greece by providing basic food packs and supplies. But if the refugees are stranded, the burden will be on a country already in the throes of fiscal crisis.
As we move forward, there is definitely a need for resources. And of course, we don't know how the situation will develop as Europeans decide on who they are going to allow.
Please pray for the resources needed to help the refugees and for wisdom of all involved with the refugee crisis. The Obama administration is a step closer to calling the Islamic State's attacks on the Yazidi and other religious minorities in Iraq an act of genocide. And that's a good thing. The not so good is that Christians will not be part of that designation, and plenty of people are speaking up about it. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes says,
it's been absolutely horrific for religious minorities and minority groups in general in both Iraq and Syria who have been targeted specifically by the Islamic State.
It's not over yet. The refugees created by the Islamic State are still wandering.
We're there working with these partner organizations to provide refugee care, such as tents and trailers full of food. We're providing trauma counseling.
God continues to build his church, even in this crisis. Your part?
What I've heard time and time again is to know that they're not forgotten. They ask for our prayers, but they also ask that we share their stories, that the stories just don't stay with us, but that we share it with all those we know.
This is Mission Network News. Genocide is exactly what people in Burundi are afraid might happen. Tensions quickly built after a failed coup to overthrow the president. After, more than 100,000 people fled the country. E3 Partners says analysts are afraid Burundi might repeat history as political pressures grow again between the Hutus and the Tutsis. So what difference can you make? E3 asks for your prayers of reconciliation between the two groups and also for your provision to help spread the word. And in Ukraine, war has taken its toll for the last year and a half. Nearly 8,000 people have been killed, and 1.4 million have been displaced. Even so, God's moving. Christian Aid Missions partnering with indigenous ministries, who've seen nearly 1,000 churches started in the last 2 years. And here's the really cool part of the story. People who fled from the war zone are going back to share the gospel. Would you help equip these brave souls with Bibles and food so they can meet both the physical and the spiritual needs? And we'll end today back in Africa. Margaret Njuguna runs the Engedi Children's Home in Kenya, which rescues disabled kids from a life of darkness.
They think they are bewitched. They think it's a bad omen. People think that if you have a child with disability, you are a carrier of the curse.
As a result, families often lock their disabled children away and sometimes don't even talk to them. Set Free Ministries partners with Engedi, and together they bring God's truth about life to Kenyan parents.
I've been told that they're not going to kill their children again. They'll not take their children to the jungle to be eaten by hyenas.
Better yet, the kids experience love and care, often for the first time. And it's got the neighbors talking.
They refer to Engedi Children's Home as a heaven for children. And eventually they say, they can see God in me. I think that's the best statement I ever.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Pro-life issues are everywhere. This month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life, a comprehensive tool on godly responses to the questions at large. Get yours by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.